So, good evening, my creamy cupcakes. This is the Candid Show brought to you by host. You know, Krishna with me is my co-host today. So, we are back today after a very long time. We've been quite busy for this past 1 month. So, we could not able to bring any sort of a content. So, but from now on, we'll be able to come back on track again and we'll be coming back to our regular schedules again. So, since that is out of the way, so we'll start to talk about today's topic, which is going to be about Women's Day. So, as we already know, it is Women's Day today. So, we decided to start our restart our journey again with a very auspicious day, a very important day, and I wish all of the women a very happy Women's Day. So before we get into the actual topic, I think I'd like to say a lot of things, because I think, as we all know, women, at least in this age, in this generation, at least have involvement in basically every sphere of life, I think so, because they think they have a very strong involvement in politics, in any kind of decision making, in political spheres, in corporate spheres. The women have been dominating and are dominating and will continue to dominate in the near future. And this is all thanks to a lot of factors which we'll be talking about in this episode, a variety of reasons, a lot of these changes which has happened in this generation due to the, I think Gen Zs are also have a little bit of role in this, a little bit of role to play in changing the mindset of certain people, in changing the rudimentary kind of mindset which we used to have. So before we go into the actual Women's Day topic, I think I'd like to take a trip around memory lane, at least talk, take you 15-20 years back as to how women's positions was, at least in the last 15 years, because I think we have achieved a lot of change, or we have come a long way in these past 15-20 years, and I think there are a lot of factors to this. I think one is social media, and another reason would be having, I think, kind of adapting to the current changing atmosphere, or kind of adapting ourselves or evolving ourselves to and breaking some of these rudimentary or some of these fundamental myths or kind of these beliefs which we used to have. And I think one of the biggest beliefs was assigning gender roles to some of the to a family oriented background, because as we already knew, each member in our family has kind of a role, because the man used to make money and the women used to stay in the house and take care of the children, etc., etc. That was the original kind of routine, or kind of the ideology which our parents or which our grandparents forced upon their daughters and sons respectively. So I think that is what kind of led to the patriarchally dominated society, and that is, I think, the root cause of all of the things. And at least in the olden times, the women could not speak up, or they did not have a medium to speak up also. And even if they did speak up, none of them would support them in society. They would not be supported, because again, no one decided to think out of the box, or no one decided to oppose the rudimentary way of thinking. And I think, and again, this is where the social media concept comes in, where social media has been such an instrumental tool in helping women spread the message and sharing their message and spreading the attention in a variety of other factors, which Krishna, what do you think? How has social media been very instrumental? Because I think social media has been a very big role in helping a lot of these social message issues. So how do you think this has helped women in particular, at least, to gain freedom?
So first of all, I want to wish all the women across the world a very happy Women's Day. And speaking about the factors kind of helped the women's, or like their existence in a very strong way in this current generation, is social media. So like that has been a very instrumental tool in developing, or like in assuring that women's are also equal to men, or like representing them in each and every field. So like social media has also been a very instrumental tool. So we can see that in social media, we can anyone can kind of upload their current status of their talent, or like they can upload their various or a number of talents they have. So that is also a very important tool where they can communicate, or like virtually with the outside world. So like into a mass media of people where they have no kind of limit or restriction to their content, or like any kind of their talent they kind of possess in the social media. So we can also see that as you told that millennials, or like our the baby boomers, kind of the actual parents of our parents, so like our grandparents, kind of their way of living the life, or like their kind of a rule set by them. So like that was strictly followed by our parents, who kind of always kind of thought that the, as you told that your example was very great, that fixing gender roles was very kind of common in those time, where as you see that it is very simple that women has to do the household work and men has to go out and earn money and give it to the family. So like that was the only kind of practiced from those times. So like that was completely changed, or like that has been like changing over the past for the past decade or so, after 2010 or 13, we can see the development of the technology, and we can know that technology and social media are interconnected, and they play a very important role in kind of ensuring the equal kind of existence of representation of women in each and every field. Yeah,
I think as you told, Krishna, as already you told, social media has been like a very good tool. Again, I don't want to talk more about it. Krishna has highlighted most of the points. So I think I'd like to talk about the current situation of women, how women are, that is, what is the current situation, an average estimate of women entrepreneurship, or various statistics / details about how many women businesses are there, so etc. So a very important kind of an observation which I made while taking some of these facts was that the highest level of degree possessed by some of these women in India is actually pretty surprising to me, because 72% of the women have completed a PG degree in our India, and 23% have done about UG, and about 5% have completed their doctorate. So I think a very important fact which you want to note in this is that the literacy rate has spiked a lot, I think so, because I think this is a humongous amount of growth, because nearly this kind of tells us that women are actually being allowed, and parents are actually starting to understand that freedom is indeed necessary, and the women are actually starting to make a name for themselves, and they are not kind of still shackled in the chains of patriarchal society again. So this definitely shows that a lot of change has taken place in this past 10 years, because I think if we talk about the same amount of statistics for the past 10 years and the last 10 years, I think it would be far, far low. I think that the statistics would definitely be much, much low, and this is all thanks again to social media, because the constant amount of reassurance which the constant type of messages which you keep getting on social media kind of encourages a lot of women to keep pushing their dreams. And even right now women, after they get married, tend to pursue their jobs, tend to pursue their careers, tend to follow their dreams, because again, that is another very big social norm in India, especially because once women get married, they aren't allowed to go anything, they aren't allowed to do anything for their career, they aren't allowed to live for themselves, because they end up being in this wife sort of a role where they constantly end up serving one another. They'll take care of the children, take care of the husband, etc. So they never get time for themselves. So I think this is very, very reassuring to know that women, even after they get married, even after they have a lot of commitments, they still manage to follow their dreams and careers, which is definitely very inspiring to see. And another very important fact is that 16% of the women generally choose to go to the creative writing or design side. And again, I think this is all thanks to social media. I think all of the things kind of rounds up and comes back to social media in this case, because again, that has been such an instrumental tool in helping us put all the content and getting all of the validation and reward which they want. And again, and I think primarily the kind of the irony in this, or kind of like the silver lining, is that why most women go here in the creative writing space, I think, is because of the fact that there is literally no entry requirement. There are very less barriers in this space, because again, if women were to go to any kind of a corporate industry, it would be very, very difficult for them to rise to the top, because again, the patriarchally dominated society still exists in a lot of the regions, especially the corporate region, because again, a lot of this, you have to do a lot, especially as a woman, to rise in the corporate world. It is definitely a challenge to compete amongst men. So that is why I think women, most of the women kind of going to go towards the creative writing space, because again, they are their own masters, they do not need to depend on anyone. So I think in that case, the entry barrier resistance are definitely very low in the creative writing side. So I think that is why most of the women generally prefer to go to the creative writing space. And again, a last or least factor, a very important fact, I think, is that 15% of the women actually choose to pursue entrepreneurship just because of the fact that they want better work-personal balance. So I found this to be a very important point. I think it's even though the number definitely seems a little bit less, 15%, I think this 15% of women definitely have a lot of guts and a lot of this courage to come up and kind of boldly accept the fact that they definitely need to have some kind of work-life balance, because again it is very difficult to follow their dreams or passions, especially in this age, or it is among with a lot of their commitments on their hand, it can be definitely difficult to do stuff like this. So again, it is very encouraging to know that women definitely are following their dreams and choosing successfully becoming entrepreneurs. So Krishna, as we've talked about how women are right now, so, and we all clearly know that equality is not something women have yet achieved. There is still, we have still a very long way to go towards equality, but I think we've definitely become progressive, at least in the terms of accepting women in the social sphere. So do you think there will be some sort of growth which you can see in the future, or do you think there will be no sort of a change, or do you think the figures right now would stay completely same, or would we see much better equality for women in all spheres of life?
So yeah, Shiram, to answer your question, we have we know that at this generation we kind of see the all the women's kind of having equal kind of voices, or like equal kind of presence in the each and every field in this world. So like in this current generation, including politics and sports and all the other fields. So in the future, we can see definitely there will be a very, very great representation, amount of representation of women in the society, and their voices being heard so strongly in the future as equal to men. Nowadays, we can see that social media and the change in the time gap also, change in the generation also kind of is the main reason for this, and social media will get even more strong in the future, and we can see representation or the equality of the women will be strongly kind of present in the upcoming future. Yeah,
I think as Krishna told, I think it would be definitely the future definitely looks bright in terms of women's equality, in terms of women's rights, I think, and it would be fair to expect that women would definitely experience much more of an equal kind of a position in all forms of life, in every sphere of life which they try to compete in, and I hope that they are able to achieve everything in their life, and I hope everybody attains an equality at some point. So yeah, I think that will be the end of today's episode, guys. So we just wanted to talk about it, and we kind of talked about a lot of things today. We decided to do it as a special kind of like a thanks or a tribute to women especially. So I hope all of you enjoyed listening to it. So make sure you listen to us on Spotify as well, follow us on Spotify, and make sure you share this podcast to your friends, ask them to listen to it as well. And if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticisms, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. So that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.